Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How appropriate we start with Angel Has Fallen. Here's John Mowat on movies on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So this is the big release, Angel Has Fallen. John,
oh,
what
boy.
Angel Has Fallen? I saw the trailer.
This looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, Angel Has Fallen, rated R. Now, this is the third in the Fallen series in 2013. We had Olympus Has Fallen. 2016 brought us London Has Fallen. Now the Angel Has Fallen. And what this is, if you're a fan of the series, you're going to love this movie because Gerard Butler stars as Mike Banning, who you just heard. And what he's done is he's a Secret Service guy. He's a hero character of sorts. But in this one, he's actually framed for an assassination attempt on the president. Now, we've seen this kind of story before, but they do it really well. He has to be on the run. He has to find out who really tried to assassinate the president and still continue to protect him, all the while trying to avoid being captured himself and trying to find the bad guy. So plenty of action. It's a little bit darker than the first two movies, more character-driven. I think it's the best one of the series so far.
Yeah, and I liked the first one was pretty good, I thought, you know, as far as taking a ride and being a high-action drama. All right, Angel Has Fallen. Next up, Ready or Not.
Yeah, it's funny. Ready or Not, rated R, stars Samara Weaving. Now, she's a relative newcomer, but just literally kills it in this movie. Andy McDowell, Adam Brody. Now, what this is, guys, it's a dark comedy, and what we have is a girl, young girl named Grace. She's so excited to marry this guy that they're really in love. They're truly in love. But he comes from this wealthy family, and they made their money. They're a dynasty family from board games. So it's a tradition in their family when there's a marriage that the bride or the new groom has to pick a card and play one of the games. Well, she happens to pick hide and seek. Well, things turn really strange and really weird when the hide and seek becomes a real attempt for them to murder her. Well, so she goes from this bride in white. You should see it by the end of the movie, guys. She's like just covered in blood. She's completely changed. She gets her revenge. It's scary in the sense that there's all the jump scares that you would expect, and they worked. But it's funny. I mean, the dialogue is funny. And the way they do, it's almost like Zombieland, in a sense, with the way they turned this genre and made it really funny and enjoyable. But it's scary. You get your jump scares, and it's funny at the same time.
The jump scares that you tell us about. All right, and finally, this movie's been out for a while, since August 9th, but it's getting a lot of promotion. The Peanut Butter Falcon. John, this looks like a
feel-good movie.
Yeah, this is Peanut Butter Falcon, rated PG-13, and it's a movie that, like Larry mentioned, opened a few weeks ago, but it continues to grow and expand in the number of theaters that it's playing, and it stars Shia LaBeouf, Dakota Johnson, and newcomer Zach Gottsagen. And Zach is an actor with Down syndrome, and the movie is about this young man, 22-year-old, with Down syndrome, who's been played. He doesn't really have anybody to take care of him. He's placed in a home that's really not set for him. And he has this old-time roommate who helps him basically escape because he wants to get to Florida to be part of this wrestling school, of this idol wrestler down in Florida. So the story is how he escapes from this home, hooks up with Shia LaBeouf's character, Tyler, who's like a small-time crook who's on the run himself. Well, he really takes a shine to Zach, and the two of them make their way through the Carolinas down to Florida, and it's almost really reminiscent of like The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. It has that kind of feel to it. It's a feel-good movie. It's funny. You'll laugh. It's a nice hour and a half ride.
All right, Peanut Butter Falcon, Mowat on Movies. John, have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas. You too.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, now the top five movies currently at the box office, starting at number five.
Is Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. The Angry Birds 2 is at 4, The Lion King at 3, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at 2, and Good Boys is number 1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.